I don't want to get political, but I was at the border recently. Let me tell you something. All right? It's a mess. I was at the... I was at the U.S.-Canadian border, and let me tell you something. We're just letting these Canadians ride in like it's nobody's business. They're pouring into this country with their maple syrup and their donuts and polite manners, and I think it's weird. Okay, it's not so easy getting in the other way, I'll tell you that much, because I was traveling from Seattle to Vancouver to do a show. And my friend who I was with said, when we get to the border, don't say we're doing a show. They're going to ask too many questions. So just say we're there to see a friend. I said, okay, fine. All right, so we get to the border. Border agent's like, what are you doing in Vancouver for the day? And I go, well, I'm here to see a friend. Nailed it. But then he asked me a question I was not prepared to answer. He goes, who's your friend? And I was like, there's no friend. And then they interrogated me for 45 minutes. This is a true story. I realized it'd be a terrible prisoner of war, right? Because you wouldn't even have to torture me to get information. All you would have to do is ask a follow-up question. My friend who I was with, he's from Bangladesh. He's a brown guy. He was making fun of me. He's like, dude, this shouldn't happen to you. He's like, they let me right through. I was like, well, what did you say when they asked you whose friend it was? He goes, I said it was a friend from college. And I was like, damn, that's a pretty good answer. But then I realized, you know, he's got more experience with the follow-up questions. Me, I'm White Mike. They're usually like, come on, man, get in there. What are you doing? But he's got answers ready to go, right? Who's your friend? Friend from college, right? Yeah, what are you doing? It's his birthday party, right? Are you Muslim? Not today. Right? He's got answers. He's got answers, man.